Mount Pavlov is a couple hundred miles away from the sequence of earthquakes that began Friday night. Michael West is state seismologist at the Alaska Earthquake Center. He says the timing of the quakes a week after Pavlov exploded is likely just coincidental.
The style of these earthquakes and their location really gives no indication at all that these have a volcanic origin. These are exactly the kinds of earthquakes that we expect along coastal Alaska, where the earth is basically being compressed.
The largest earthquake was a 6.2 magnitude Friday night near Aniakchak Crater, about 30 miles east of Port Hyden. West says that's larger than most quakes recorded in the area in recent decades.
It's been followed now by a very vigorous aftershock sequence. To date, there have been at least two dozen magnitude 3 aftershocks or larger. These are the little earthquakes that happen around the big one as the, you know, once the earth shifted. There's now a whole bunch of little areas around there that kind of need to adjust and get used to this new position of the earth. And that's what the aftershocks represent.
No damage was reported in nearby Port Hyden and Chignik Lake. According to Facebook posts, people felt the quake or its aftershocks as far away as Dillingham, Naknek, and Kakanak. Reporting in Dillingham, I'm Hannah Colton.